Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through leveraging search engine optimization and technology and other marketing insights. This podcast is for entrepreneurs and businesses of all sizes. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. And please follow us online at SEOQueen.com and all social networks at the SEO Queen. The SEO Queen. I'm giving you guys some throwback SEO Queen jingle. Throwback. But please pull out your phones and follow me on Instagram at the SEO Queen. And I have to tell you before I introduce my next guest, which I'm really excited about because she is just phenomenal. She's so creative and inspiring. So before I introduce her, I just want to say, y'all, I am excited. The Algorithm Magazine is out, honey. Oh my gosh, you can order it online. Go to thealgorithmmagazine.com. Whoop, whoop. Thealgorithmmagazine.com. So you are going to get so much good stuff in the magazine. I have some SEO tutorials in there. I have interviews with a boss, Montserrat Espinal, the CEO and founder of Infinite Glow Academy and Cosmetics is interviewed in the magazine. I have some really cool technology that's going to be featured in the magazine from the Delta Rising Foundation. I've interviewed a couple of CEOs. And guess who's on the cover? Yours truly, the SEO Queen. I'm a cover girl again. Oh my goodness. So I just wanted to give those announcements real quick. So when you guys listen to this on the Bashani Radio app or online or on iTunes or iHeart or wherever you're listening to it, make sure you go to thealgorithmmagazine.com and purchase you a copy. It's only $15. And, that includes, I believe that includes shipping as well. So just run your $15 and you'll get a copy of the hottest business magazine to come out in 2024. So with that being said, I want to tell you guys about this young lady. So she is the founder and CEO of Low Key Communications. She is a holistic marketer. She has cultural competency on top of cultural competency on top of cultural competency. And she is bringing, we're making integrity great again in marketing. So I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than Nadia Sharis. Nadia, how are you today?
I'm so well. Nadia Sharis. I had to put the little accent on the end of it. My mother would not be pleased.
Okay. All right. Nadia Sharis. I apologize. Thanks for helping me correct you. You know, my name is Zeelan Richardson, so I definitely understand. I try to get it right.
Oh, beautiful name.
Thank you. I'm gonna get Nadia Sharis. I got it right now. That's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Entrepreneurship, launching your own company, becoming a CEO is not for the faint at heart. Not everybody can be a CEO. Not everybody can be the person where the buck stops. So what made you want to become an entrepreneur?
Oh, I will say what I have heard many of my mentors say, a calling calls you, you don't call it. So I think what I mean by that, any of my spiritual folks that might be tuned in, when God calls you to be something, it's not something that you may have wanted to call yourself that, but God had other plans. So I can't say that I grew up wanting to be an entrepreneur. I can't say that I had a lot of mentors in that area and grew up with a lot of CEOs, but I did grow up with amazing leaders, and I grew up with a mother who was very big on integrity and just doing the right thing. And so I went to a HBCU and cultivated my skill sets of just being able to look at the world that we're living in and create change. And so I think honestly, the call to action, especially for the work that I do as a holistic marketer, the call to action is for these entrepreneurs to be getting back to serving, getting back to solving real problems, getting back to solving problems that real people can touch and real people can be impacted by, your neighbor, the people in your community. So that I think that is what probably now I will say has made me want to be an entrepreneur, is because I see when I walk outside my door, no matter what country I'm in, I'm seeing issues that people are facing every single day. And so I want to be the voice for the voiceless. And that's what being a true business owner, a genuine one, a holistic one should feel like.
That's awesome. Giving a voice to the voiceless, that kind of touches on one of the reasons why I fell in love with search engine optimization, because it gives people without a voice, without a platform, a platform. So tell me a little bit more about, you went to FAMU, you went to a HBCU, I went to a PWI, so I already know, that's a whole different world. And we could talk about that offline, but I want to know, how did you come up with the concept for low-key communications?
Beautiful story. I'm gonna do my best to give you the short answer, I should say. It did start from that HBCU experience, I would think. I think so, because honestly, the difference between and I wanted to go to a PWI. Let me say that to any student that may be listening and aspiring to be in marketing or aspiring to be an SEO queen one day herself. But where you go to college does matter. I went to a black school, so I had a black lens, I had black books, I had black perspective. Obviously I'm African-American, also Afro-Latin as well. My mother is Puerto Rican. So I think me going to college and learning how to cultivate this high key energy. And so anyway, anybody who knows the word low key, everybody uses low key nowadays. It's such a trendy word in our vocabulary now. I had just graduated college, working in the multicultural marketing space, and I loved working with Black women, loved going to events that was powered by Black companies or powered by Black media, like Black Enterprise, right? I loved being around like just very, very strong, dominant Black women. But what I realized was when I was working in corporate America for these big brands like Pfizer and Coca-Cola and Nielsen and AARP and Open Door, like when I was watching how the women in those rooms moved, I low key, pun intended,
You low
I low
key.
key saw how they moved and took over the room. And it wasn't in a loud way. It wasn't in a major, it wasn't flashy, it wasn't loud. It was they took over these rooms, and when they got on the mic or when they spoke in front of, thousands of people or small groups of people, they had a high key energy, a high key impact. Those women spoke with words with integrity. They spoke because they had something to say. They didn't speak recklessly. And so when I was cultivating low key communications, I had just left corporate America. I didn't want to necessarily leave corporate America, but I was going through a spiritual transition in my own life that I didn't know then in my mid-20s. I had no idea how powerful I was. I was just organic with it. I saw a cause and I knew that, okay, if Coca-Cola is going to give us some money, then Coca-Cola should be investing in these kind of campaigns for these kind of people. And in return, Coca-Cola looks great. They look like the saviors. They look like the heroes, and real people get impacted. And so I saw some things in corporate America that I didn't like about, how they marketed to black and brown communities, the specific data that they were looking for coming out of our communities, and how they repurposed them in a way that did not, it wasn't good for our benefit. It wasn't. It kind of played on our addictions and our mentality, and it kept us at the bottom of the at the food chain. So I left. I was at the brainstorm in my house, and I left corporate America. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I need to not be a freelancer. I need an actual agency. I want to build it. I want marketing to be integral. I want it to help real people. What is the name?" And the spirit of my grandmother, rest in peace, to Martha Felder, spirit of my grandmother came over me and whispered in my ear and said, "Honey, that's the key." And I said, "Now she used to always say this all the time. Anybody knows who got a Southern grandma. I don't know how many people might be listening from down south, but I'm from Philadelphia, but I have a Southern grandmother from North Carolina. Shout out to anybody from North Kakalaki. But she had all black grandmas got this one line that they all say over and over, and that's when they pass on, we say it at the funerals over and over. Well, my grandmother's saying was, "That's the key." And so when I thought about what kind of impact I wanted, I said, "Wait, that is the key. No, low key. That is the key. The key to really changing the world is through holistic marketing. The key to our communities having more healing and using eco-friendly products and being healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually, connected to God in all ways. Low key is through how we market them." And that's how Low Key Communications got birthed.
Love it, love it, love it. So tell me, what is holistic marketing and what does it mean to you?
Holistic marketing. Well, I can say this: holistic marketing is not a new term. It's a concept that a lot of big billion-dollar brands usually use once they've made it to a certain point in business. Holistic marketing, basically, if you think of the word holistic marketing, most times when you Google that word, it'll be spelled with an H: HOLISTICK, something like that. Okay, or C or whatever. Well, I like to look at holistic marketing with a W in the front. So now I'm gonna take you in a spelling class. Now I'm spelling it WHOLISTIC. Holistic. The purpose of putting the W there is so that you can envision in your mind a graphic, a circle, a whole piece of pie. When we talk about business, a lot of times we like to focus in segregated pieces, but that is not how real change and real businesses sustain themselves. If you separate your sales from how you separate, or if you, I'm sorry, if you do something in your sales one way, but you do your HR in a different way, well, you're out of alignment. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And so when we talk about holistic marketing, I'm not teaching companies or teaching holistic brands or wellness brands. I'm not teaching them to have different departments. I'm teaching them how to be one whole business, to find the synergy in your message. Because especially when we're talking about having businesses that actually help people heal or get closer with God, or help them reboot things, get over things, rebuild new infrastructures for communities. When we're talking about real impact, we have to be very, very concrete on our messaging. What is our mission? And so a lot of times, a lot of companies out here, big or small, I have found that their mission statement is not actually true into how they show up in communities or how they even show up as an employer. So they may say, we are the number one this and we're the number one that, and we truly value being eco-friendly. Yeah, but all of your products are natural, or they don't benefit any communities that need to be a little bit more eco-friendly, right? Some of our suburban communities are very clean and nice, but if you go to our urban communities, they're very beat up and sometimes trashy. And so are your products helping communities like that? And so that's holistic marketing. Holistic marketing is getting you to understand that there's a synergy needed in your business. And to me, that means everything. I mean, that's how I live my life. I
So
don't.
I have a
Go
question
ahead.
for you. So when
Yeah,
you say
let's go.
holistic marketing, see the way you spell it, that helps that's helping me to understand it even on a more deeper level. So, holistic marketing, do you look at it from both the business and all of its functions working together in a synergistic way in concert with the ecosystem of just the entire market with the consumers or the customers and the prospects as well?
Yes, all of that. Yes, it all matters. And to be honest, let me tell you, it even goes a little deeper than that. When you're building, holistic marketing doesn't just work for wellness entrepreneurs or people in the wellness space. I'm bringing holistic marketing to people who didn't even understand, I mean, simple things like veganism or mental health. They're not even in those lanes. For them, holistic marketing works because you got to be able to not only attract good clients, but you've also got to be able to keep good employees. Well, where's the disconnect? Let's say, and how does holistic marketing solve that? Well, let's say your messaging externally is, we love saving the planet, or we love building, ships that help bring all your Amazon stuff over, and it won't fail out in sea. Okay, well, are you making sure that the safety of people's products is clear, but also your shipmates? Is it clear for them? Are they safe? Do they have great health insurance? Like, there has to be a synergy within your business. And so a lot of times people think marketing is only externally. They only think that as long as the message to the customer, is strong and it brings in sales and leads and it makes you a lot of money, that's all that matters. But honey, your business has an internal marketing department as well. And that really falls into your HR and how the leader of the company, what they believe in their values and how it flows into the business.
Okay, so that's awesome. However, I want to ask you another question. There's so many frameworks, when it comes to marketing. In the world of search engine optimization, we have the EEAT. We have experience, expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. These are factors that your website needs to have to be ranked on Google. So what frameworks or approach do you take to developing the awareness and the lens with which to look at your business to start to develop a more holistic marketing approach?
The first thing I always tackle, we use sacred science in my lane. Sacred science is something that allows us to not guess what the value of the CEO is. See, to have a marketing department or have a business that feels synergized with their message internally and externally, the CEO and the leaders of the company have to make sure that their values are clear internally and externally. What do I mean by that? Sacred science. So we're talking astrology. We're using mathematic, your numbers, your birthday, your birth time to find out who you are and what your true values are, and if your business is structured in a way to align with that. So there are many formulas. From SEO to there's PR formulas that we still use. There's still social media formulas that we use. But in terms of starting from the root, I got to be honest, SEO Queen, we have to figure out who these CEOs are and what is their mission. The mission has to be clear internally, and people sleep on just having a mission statement. They think it's just pretty for their website, but it actually has tactic. It has action items to it. It has a look and a feel to it inside of your business. So I would say our first approach, honestly, is always tackling those sacred science modalities. We tap into the human design of people. So understanding your life's work, what does that look like every single day? What should you be doing as a CEO? And what should your business be doing every single day in order to attract who you say you're trying to help, your target audience, right? And then even from there, I mean, it gets even more extensive. We've done pretty cool activities in the last 2 years where we've talked to like the boards of these companies, and we've done their sacred sciences. We've plugged in their information into apps like Human Design or Gene Keys and things like that. And it's all new. This is all really new terminology, maybe even for this audience. But a lot of times when we're coming to businesses, they don't know what this stuff is. And after they go through our strategy sessions or our human design sessions, they are ready to literally rebrand their entire business because they're realizing that their business just feels like another Fortune 500, which is nothing wrong with making a lot of money, but you get to a certain point in your business and in your life where your what you do every single day has to feel good internally with what your mission is here on this planet. And so yeah, our approach is it starts with the sacred science.
You know what? It's Nadia, what you're saying, it really resonates with me because I have gotten so much feedback over the years about just the SEO Queen as a brand. And I've had people tell me that it's not corporate enough, or I need to do something like a brand like a Toyota or a Tesla or Amazon or some word that has like a more generic feel to it. But I for me, one of the reasons why I left corporate America is because I literally did not like having to deal with like the cookie cutter expectations. Like I was not vanilla. I was not the round peg. I was not the round peg. I mean, at a certain point, I realized I wanted to be the boss, the queen. And that's one of the reasons why I left corporate America, because I was not being appreciated and recognized as such. So I took my skills and talents elsewhere and cultivated in my own organization. So,
Good for you.
yeah. So, I mean, what you're saying is so powerful. I'm always looking at my company's mission statement and value statement, and I need to go over it more with the team. But I do, talk to them about the pieces of it. So this is really powerful. It's like
And
being.
can I jump in, sister? The fact that you named yourself SEO Queen, and you said something earlier, that's what made you get into S, SEO marketing in the first place, because it gives a voice to the voiceless. And so when you think about even the naming of your business, it's so important. In African spirituality, a lot of times babies are named because they're given a destiny at birth. So
Right.
our names, just in regular life, a lot of times we like to separate personal and business, but baby, it's all one thing. It's all holistic. So just like your mama named you Nadia, or your mama named you Z or whatever, when you name your business, it has an aura to it. It has a frequency to it. So the SEO Queen to me runs perfectly with you because one, you carry yourself like a queen. You're very vibrant. Whether I see you on Zoom in person or not, when I've been in rooms with you before, you're very vibrant. You carry yourself like a queen, and then you're very clear on what you're doing. SEO, you're giving the voice to the voiceless. So actually, we all probably could be queens if we put a little keywords behind our website.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm so glad we got that sound bite on recording, because I'm gonna take that and run with it. But Nadia, seriously, like when it comes to the point you made about the name, and in African tradition, spirituality, the name, like this is a universal thing in the diaspora, whether you African spirituality, Christian, Muslim, whatever. This is something that I know is important throughout the diaspora. And that is when you name your child, giving that child's name that meaning, that intention, it is so important. Because it's like my parents named me Zeelan Rentis, which means the beginning of love. My sister, who's 2 years younger than me, her name is Yanois, which means falling in love.
Wow.
My baby sister's name, which is Xkizen, means a little love kiss. My daughter's name is Zerlinda, which means dawn.
Wow.
My son's name is Joshua. And I picked his name for, I named him after Moses's Joshua. That's what I named him after. And yeah, I'm not gonna go into all of that, but I really saw my son's birth as a transition to a whole nother phase in my life.
Wow.
And so
Wow.
This is a tradition throughout the diaspora, having an intention. And I agree with you, as a black woman business owner, it's so important to do business holistically. And yeah, I think that's really powerful. So tell me, what has really influenced your marketing approach? Because I know when I was in school at MIT going through the Sloan School of Management of Business, there is many case studies, books that I've read, and different things that have impacted me and things that impact me now. So I'm curious to know from you, like, where do you draw your inspiration? Do you have any books that you recommend? And
Wow, well, I honestly, it was my own journey with God and getting to know myself is what, and getting to know what the people I come from, the family that I come from, that's what made me want to get really, really intentional about the kind of business that I have. I always knew I was a leader. I always knew I was a magnet for money, and success and opportunities. And I just have really, really good people skills. I see people past what they do and what they say they got on their website. I see people for literally who they are. And so a lot of my inspiration comes from literally me working on myself. Working through my childhood traumas, the things that I've seen in my community that were passed down from my parents, from my parents' parents, their ignorance and their knowledge, right? Their wisdom as well. I think particularly what made me want to be a holistic marketer and not a marketer. I did go to school for marketing, so I do got the backing of a degree, but what the my real mastery of marketing happened when I got to work very, very close with huge, big, I mean, big brands we talking in America. And I got, because you, when you're on the marketing team, you learn a lot. You're like the guest that wasn't supposed to see y'all fighting. And you're like, you wasn't supposed to see that. That's what's like being a marketer sometimes for corporate America, because you do get to see where they source their data from. You do get to see how they tweak bad news into good news for PR, for news, for media. You do get to see their structure and their systems. And you do get to bring your creativity and your structure and your systems to them. And so anyway, I say what made me want to be a holistic one is when I learned I was working for are we working on an account? A big data company named Nielsen, and we learned about gracias. I'm in Mexico, so you might hear me speaking Spanish in the back.
No problema.
muy bien,
Habla
but
pequeña español.
ah, Pequito. Okay, we're gonna work on
Oh,
that. Yeah, but yeah, I think when I
hablo
worked for.
español en escuela.
Ah, there
En
you
la
go. Okay,
escuela.
good. I'm good. En
Excuse
la
me.
escuela. Okay.
In la
Okay,
escuela. Let
good.
me make sure I got my grammar right. Okay.
yes, the holistic part, there's two parts to it. I'm turning holistic, but also the other side is when I got to learn how some of these corporations are studying black and brown communities and they're
Yes, how are
using
they
it.
studying? Yes, how are they
I
using?
mean,
Give us the
consumerism.
tea,
It's
girl. Give us the
yeah,
tea, girl. Give it.
the T is consumerism, it's tracking. It is on our devices. It's that they're paying thousands of dollars. These corporations will pay thousands of dollars to these data companies to go and figure out what black people buy, what black people listen to, how black people shop. Why do they choose Target over Walmart? What would make them on a Tuesday go to Target, but on a Wednesday go to Walmart? What it's their buying decisions. I mean, they study us to the T, guys, to the T. And from a African American, woman experience, they know us better than we know ourselves.
Wow.
And so that scared me. I'm laughing because I turned pain into joy, but that scared me a little because wow, grandma and meemaw, they still eating the same things and they're still using the same products that are harmful. And we don't know where to source things locally, or we don't know different ways of doing things at a more
And
holistic level. And that's because it's not marketed to us.
this is why the SEO queen does SEO, because companies that have great products, have great
Yes.
benefits, need to be out there out front. And so, I mean, I read, To your point about, these data companies knowing Black people better than we know ourselves, I thought I knew what it really meant to be Black until I read Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome and by Joy DeGruy. And when I read that book, I realized how little I did know. And I also read Blackpreneurship. And that was eye-opening too, because I was like, wow, doing business as a Black woman, it's not just me imagining things. It really is a thing. And reading Professor Robinson's breakdown of that, I was just like completely floored. So I'm with you. Like, I literally thought because I was Black, I knew everything about being Black, but I realized very quickly that I did not. Did not understand everything about what it's
And
like to be Black.
that's why we, in my business, I like to make sure that I hype up who I actually want to work with. Because I don't, me being a Black woman, and I do want to help Black businesses, but the thing I always get asked is, Nadia, do you want to, I need a marketer. Can you work with me? And I said, well, my agency doesn't just do Black business. We're very specific. Very specific. I'm in a very, very niche lane that I love so much, but I am working with the people that are very aware that their product or their service is here to heal something, whether it's your mind, whether it's your body, whether it's your house, whether it's your spirit, whether it's your car. You are bringing something to the world that is making their lives better, healthier, more aligned with God in whatever way that looks like. And so honey, well, I'm not gonna lie. When I first came out, I thought I was gonna be working with nothing but vegan brands and preachers and pastors. I thought I was gonna be working with nothing but that. To me, that's all wellness was to me. Then, now, oh my gosh, wellness is mental health coaches, right? Master herbalists, even motivational speakers. Nonprofit Urban Gardens. There's a company I can't wait to I can't wait to, I'm currently vetting for urban garden company. Particularly, I would love it to be a nonprofit, so hopefully they hear this. But a urban garden is where you have these organizations that will go, and these are just regular people. These are not people that have books on Amazon. They don't have no funnels. They ain't got no sale. They are just regular people who are starting nonprofits. And they have gained capital in some type of way to build gardens. So think of picking fresh fruit and fresh tomatoes and fresh okra right in the hood. They literally are organizations that they go to each hood. So go to Detroit, they go to Philly, they go to New York, they go to Jersey, they go to LA, they go to Compton, and they build urban gardens so that the community can water the plants regularly. The kids can come and educate themselves for free. You can come and shop at the local garden itself. That tell me that's not dope.
That's
Tell me
awesome.
that's not dope. That's awesome.
During the pandemic, when I built my garden, it was so awesome. So awesome.
Yeah, it's
Gardening
something.
is, I
And so
love.
that's wellness. Wellness. I mean, you having a garden as a CEO, and you're managing teams and campaigns. Like, that's a lot of stress. What could ground a woman like you getting in her garden? So imagine if that's grounding you, SEO queen, and you are very conscious and aware. Imagine for the woman that's not as conscious as aware of you. Imagine as the kids that are not as conscious and aware as your kids are, and they're now able to ground themselves in a garden. Those are the type of companies we want to work with. So I'm very specific, very specific.
That's awesome. I just love what you're doing. I know, oh my goodness, we've been talking for a while here, but I want to know, like, do you have a client, a short story you want to share about a marketing campaign you've done with some clients? And then if you can share how people can connect with you, I'd love that.
Oh yeah, short story is no story is ever short in Nadia's mouth. I'm long-winded, honey. I'm Black and Puerto Rican. Look, no, I'm just kidding. No, I'm proud of one story. I must say, I'm proud of one story. My first ever client. Look how God works. I was so scared of corporate America because the corporate check is was had me in a chokehold, had me in a
Bountiful.
bind.
It gets you in a chokehold,
Until I freed myself. I freed myself. But
I understand.
my first client, SEO Queen, you will not believe. This is why entrepreneurs have to have a strong faith in whatever God you choose to believe in, but make sure that you have a source of something, because your faith will stem from that. I was doubtful, and God whispered in my ear, probably through one of my ancestors in some type of way, and told me to just let go. And so I put in a 2 week notice that ended up being a 45 day notice because I loved my agency, the Black woman owned agency. They were so dope. I didn't want to leave, abruptly. So I said, 45 days, I'm leaving. God sent my first ever client to Low Key Communications. They were a vegan couple. They were from one of the hoodest places in Miami, Florida, but they had awakened themselves. They had read all these books about African spirituality and how we can reverse diseases and things from small herbs, just regular herbs. And they had literally, I mean, the wife and husband had literally turned their whole entire family vegan and had cured things like diabetes, got their grandparents off the pills. The grandpa was walking again with a cane. I mean, magical stuff. Two regular people from the hood who had built a brand around healing yourself. They flew to Atlanta. I cannot make this up. They flew to Atlanta. And I told you I put in a 45-day notice. By the 45th day, they flew to Atlanta with a contract in their hand, paying me $20,000 more than I had made as a salary as a account executive at an agency. And
Wow.
so the trust in God is real. So God, that changed my life. I mean, how can you not be confident? How can you not believe that holistic marketing will work when someone, not just anyone, but a company that was already making six figures by themselves, by the time I got to them, we were able to make, almost $2 million in their first year. And I was in my mid-20s doing this. And
Wow.
so
Awesome.
that was my confirmation that my first client, okay, my first client, they're regular people. They look like me. They believe in helping people. And I'm making more money and I'm making them more money. Like, this is my lane. So you can find us. We're actually getting ready to rebrand. We're going through a slight upgrade a little bit because we want to focus again on these wellness businesses, these bigger brands that are making about six figures, but they're ready to take their impact to another level. They've made money, and now it's time to really, really, really make change. And so we're getting ready to launch a program, RBD 90, rebrand me in 90 days, where we take a holistic marketing or a holistic business, excuse me, and we literally give them all of our holistic marketing strategies. We come in, we rebrand your entire website, your entire look, your entire messaging, so that people who need you the most absolutely can feel you. And we might even drop some SEO in there. We might even be collabing in that as well. But you can find us on Instagram. I'm very raw and realistic on my social media. Lowkey Nadia on Instagram, Lowkey Communications on Facebook, lowkeynadia.com is where you can book a call with us. We're on LinkedIn, Nadia Sharice on LinkedIn as well. But yeah, we're out here. We're just trying to make change, and we're trying to really change the paradigm of how we look at businesses and how we look at helping people that look like us.
That's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. Thank you so much for
You're
sharing
welcome.
that insight and your experience and your perspective, which is so needed. Thank you so much, Nadia Charisse. I had a good time chatting with you on today. And for everyone listening, you're listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through marketing and business insight, leveraging search engine optimization and technology. This podcast is for entrepreneurs and businesses of all sizes. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device and follow us online. Please follow us online at SEOQueen.com and on all social networks at The SEO Queen. And also do me a favor and go to YouTube and go to The SEO Queen. Our YouTube channel is popping. I want to shout out all those who've been commenting, liking, and subscribing to the channel. Keep it going. Keep that energy coming because the more comments, subscriptions we get, the more great content I'll put out there. And so I just want to also remind you that the Algorithm magazine is out. You can buy a copy on thealgorithmmagazine.com. And of course, we're going to be linking to that from SEOQueen.com. I want to thank everybody for joining me for this delightful conversation with Nadia Charisse. And if all hearts and minds are clear, I'll see you next time.
Hey. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.